The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is an exclusive breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How was your week, sir?
It was long.
Yes. It's been a long week.
It's been a very long week. I just stupid shit, you know?
Yeah.
Just little stupid shit.
Did you get called a Trump demon, too?
I did not.
We did. So we were at the Walmart filling up water and getting stuff, right? And there is a black woman that they don't have door greeters now, so she's a cart wiper, I guess is what they are. And she was just railing on and on to this other woman about all them Trump supporters, they be the demons. And so we're sitting there, you know, the water filler up things at the front of the store.
Right.
And we're like 20 feet from her. So apparently I have a mouth.
No.
Yeah. And as we're walking by to go get, pick up a couple groceries and stuff, oh, Lord, it's them Trump demons.
Remember when Walmart would just fire those fuckers?
Yeah.
You can't talk about that shit in front of people at work. Quit. Right.
Yeah, not anymore. Apparently it's endorsed and A-okay to call a majority of your customers demons.
Well, when you've got Jews on Twitter saying, you know, we need re-education camps.
Yep, that's coming up later on today's show, as well as we'll talk about the Great Reset. Like Vince said, re-education camps, Gina Carano, a Cuomo gets an Emmy Award, WWE Survivor Series, COVID lockdowns, and much more. Top 10 list this week, TV shows that only lasted one season. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. Are you ready, sir?
Mm-hmm.
All right, TV news this week. Hey, Charlie Brown Christmas and Charlie Brown Thanksgiving will actually air on TV this year.
You goddamn right it will.
People threw a fit because Apple bought them and said, nope, you got to have Apple Plus. And people threw a fit. So now Apple and PBS have announced a partnership. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving will air tonight at 7:30 on your local PBS. And Charlie Brown Christmas will air on PBS on December 13th at 7:30.
Cool. So,
there you go.
I don't want to watch PBS, but for Charlie Brown.
Yeah, you can make an exception.
I'll crawl through glass for Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And Winnie the Pooh.
Little Chinese dictator guy.
Shush.
Yeah. All right. CW, we're getting a Wonder Girl TV series. Based on the character created by Joelle Jones, Wonder Girl centers on Yara Flor, a Latina dreamer who was born of an Amazonian warrior and a Brazilian river god. It learns she is Wonder Girl. Basically, this is the character Yara Flor, and DC's Future State event, she's going to take over as the new Wonder Woman. So I guess this is a way to introduce her to more people to try and pop that. I don't know. I'm not probably going to watch. I hardly watch TV anymore anyway.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So, sad news here. Canadian actor and voice actor Kirby Morrow died at the age of 47, best known for voicing Cyclops in X-Men Evolution, Miroku in Inuyasha, and Goku in the Ocean dub of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, shit.
No word on his cause of death.
COVID.
Did you hear about the guy in Croatia that fell off a ladder and they blamed COVID for his death?
Did he really?
Yep.
Fucking stupid.
Yep. CW has announced that Black Lightning will be ending its run on the CW after its upcoming fourth season. So that show's gone too. Supergirl is going to be gone. Arrow's gone. Black Lightning's gone.
Well, all the shows that went woke.
Yeah. Well, Stephen Amell got out before. So,
well, yeah.
He was a smart one. So, all right. A contestant on the TBS reboot of Wipeout that is being hosted by Juan Cena died after completing the show's obstacle course. The male contestant needed help and was tended to by on-set emergency personnel after tackling the course on Wednesday. Was on set, Santa Clarita, California, but not on the course itself, when he experienced chest pains before noon and medics used a defibrillator on him. He was transported to hospital where he later died. Contestants undergo medical exams ahead of the filming. They have on-site paramedics as well as a safety producer. Production was paused Thursday and Friday, and the show was heading into a pre-planned week off for Thanksgiving anyway. Production is scheduled to resume sometime after the break, but no further information was released about the man that passed away.
COVID.
Well, COVID mixed with the power of Cena. Jesus.
Jesus
it's
Christ,
like a twindemic. Yeah. Vince, the video game The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The series adaptation has officially been given a green lit to go to series at HBO.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Let's see. Once again, nut jobs are trying to get Gina Carano fired from The Mandalorian. Told you last week about how she put on social media she wanted election reform so legal votes are counted and there's no fraud.
Crazy, I know.
Yeah.
Who wants that? Who wants actual legal representation?
Well, this week she tweeted an image imitating a news announcement stating, "Breaking news, Democratic government leaders now recommend we all wear blindfolds along with our masks so we can't see what's really going on." And, of course, this pissed off the woke, who said she actively promotes hateful, bigoted views, has tweeted misinformation, conspiracies about the election, doesn't support wearing a mask, blah, blah, blah. She's mean. So basically, they're trying to get her fired again. Disney is not going to fire her.
Guys need to swallow a shotgun.
Yeah. Disney's not going to fire her from the show, but it looks like possible plans for a spinoff series for her character, Cara Dune, have been canceled. So she's not fired from Mandalorian, but it looks like her own spinoff has been canned because of the woke. And she is now my favorite actress. So. Yeah.
Yeah, think for yourselves. You're a racist Nazi.
Yeah. You get to go to re-education camp.
Yeah, you get to eat a fucking 410. Sorry. We started off violent. I'm drinking gin and juice. I need to fucking calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Sunday. Pope said it's okay. Then he, liked the Brazilian model's Instagram picture. It's one of those things. We now have proof positive that Hollywood and the commies in the Democratic Party are one and the same, like you need it anymore. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has won an Emmy in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use of television to inform and calm people around the world, said the International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences on Friday. I guess you get awarded for killing so many people in nursing homes.
Hashtag mortar the Emmys.
Yes. The Founders Award is presented to an individual or organization who crosses cultural boundaries to touch our common humanity. Prior recipients include Steven Spielberg, the Oprah, and the Al Gore, who invented the internet. Dear New York, you now have Emmy award-winning Governor Andrew Cuomo. Like his head could have got bigger.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Nope, I'm good.
I kind of hope the Project Blue Book thing, Blue Beam thing, isn't real.
Yeah.
I really want to leave.
I do too.
Just is there a spaceship? Okay, I'm getting on it.
Dr. Travolta.
I'm honestly ready to go.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Sesame Street has sold its soul. And your children's souls, too. To the Great Reset. It has teamed up with the World Economic Forum to make a series of videos to educate your children about the vital importance of learning to live with the, quote, new normal. Wearing masks, 6 feet of social distance, gratefully accepting their vaccines, getting used to not playing with people in person, but, you know, seeing them on a screen. On a World Economic Forum podcast called The Great Reset, Grover tells his impressionable young listeners, at first it was hard when nobody could go to school or I could not visit my friends like Elmo or even Oscar the Grouch, but then we learned to have video play time. It was a lot of fun and made me feel better. Just in case any children fail to understand that the Great Reset is their friend, Grover is on hand to make a hilarious joke about it. He says, I know a thing or two about resetting. I reset my alarm clock every morning. He then adds, resetting the entire world, that's a very big job. Now, on a separate one, Elmo, this is on a little video, he's shown going to the doctor to get his vaccine. They want you dead and their kids and your kids to be their puppets.
Great Reset.
Mm-hmm.
Incoming. Bar.
Yeah. All right, let's go to movie news. Following a lengthy search, Paramount and Hasbro has set Stephen Cappell Jr. to direct the new Transformers movie, which is their reboot kind of thing. This is the guy that directed Creed 2. So, at least they got a decent director. Michael J. Fox has announced his second retirement from acting. Saying there is a time for everything and my time of putting in a 12-hour workday memorizing 7 pages of dialogue is best behind me. He wrote a new book which comes out Tuesday.
Well, hell, he can't read it when he's shaking so goddamn bad.
I know. He says, at least for now, I enter a second retirement. That could change because everything changes. But if this is the end of my acting career, so be it. So, there's...
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Audiences will get to see Wonder Woman 1984 on Christmas Day after all. After much speculation, Warner Brothers announced that the superhero sequel will debut on the streaming service HBO Max on Christmas, the same day it will open in U.S. movie theaters. So, there you go. You got HBO Max, you can watch it.
Guess she's not going to watch it.
I know.
I have no desire to watch anything.
It looks good, though. But we'll see. I might have to be icy and see the films.
Is Icy still up?
I'll tell you in just a second.
I don't think it is. I think it's somebody else doing it.
Oh, really?
I don't trust him.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Go Damn to...
Something BB. Yeah.
Where, unblock it. .app.
All right. Hey, you know Zach Bagans? He does the Ghost Adventure show there. Well, he now has a... he bought a movie prop. You know the clown from Poltergeist?
Yeah.
He bought it. $80,000 at an auction. Snagged the original clown prop from the 80 classic horror film. The doll is supposedly cursed. 4 cast members died either during or soon after filming. Apparently that folklore is why he's been trying to own the clown for over a decade. He says it will be staying in his bedroom for a while until it gets its own space in his haunted museum in Las Vegas.
Sure.
Like you do.
He should buy the helicopter from the Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah. He owns Kevorkian's van.
Jesus
so
Christ.
It'd fit right in.
He should buy the helicopter. That killed Vic Morrow.
Yeah.
And those 2 kids.
Yep. That's not a joke. It really did.
Yeah, it really did.
All right. Last thing from movie news this week. Coming to America, the sequel to the Eddie Murphy comedy from 88, has landed a date to come to audiences. The film, which reunites Murphy and Arsenio Hall, will debut on Amazon Prime March 5th. So... the royal penis is now clean again.
I kind of want to watch it, and I kind of don't.
I know. Only one thing for comic book news this week. John Stewart, Green Lantern, created by Neil Adams and Denny O'Neill, is getting his own hardcover retrospective. Green Lantern, John Stewart, a celebration of 50 years, should come out first quarter of next year. So that would be kind of cool. But like I said, that was it for comic book news this week. Here's your recommendations for books that did come out. Usagi Yojimbo, issue 14. G.I. Joe, 275. Fantastic Four, 26. Immortal Hulk, 40. Tales from the DC Dark Multiverse. This is a one-shot, like a collection of stories. Teen Titans, issue 47. This is the end of that series. Deceased, Hope at World's End, issue 14. Justice League, 57. Dark Knights, Death Metal, issue 5 of 7. And Batman, issue 103. So, there you go. All right, moving on to wrestling news this week. Former Crime Time member JTG believes that WWE should honor Shad Gaspard with the Warrior Award at the next Hall of Fame ceremony for his heroic act. Which cost him his life. He was talking to Chris Van Fleet and said he definitely should. I don't know what's a bigger heroic act than putting his life on the line for his son. But honestly, he would have done it if it was for another child. If it was me, he probably would have done the exact same thing. So Chad, of course, passed away when him and his son got caught in a rip current, and he got his son to rescue swimmers before he got swept away.
Well, that's so, right. That was last summer, wasn't it?
Yeah. If anybody deserves to go in, it's him for that. That's absolutely.
Yeah, make it happen. Why hasn't it happened yet?
Yes, exactly. WWE NXT has announced War Games will be coming back December 6th for that pay-per-view type thingy. WWE is also moving their Thunderdome from to Tropicana Field in Tampa Bay, as they're leaving the Amway Center in, I believe, Orlando. So, there you go. The Undertaker and Snoop Dogg are teaming up for a merchandise collaboration. I honestly figured it would be with Snoop would do it with his cousin, you know, Sasha Fivehead. Hey. But whatever.
Hey.
She did good in Mandalorian. I will give her that much.
She did.
Slurping down that tentacle. Wait, what?
Fuck.
If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
Dude, I'm still dripping from watching it.
I know you are. Plus Katie Sackhoff.
I'm not into Katie Sackhoff.
You're insane.
I don't get it. You and the Bear Jew love Katie Sackhoff, and I just did not see it.
Look, she's in the Riddick movie. Watch her in that.
Which one?
The one just called Riddick. I think it was the last one they did. Yeah, she's really good. Speaking of Survivor Series is tonight. Speaking of Undertaker, this is supposed to be his final farewell. So, Vince, it's prediction time.
Okay. Jesus
Christ. So, I don't know. Let's see. At the thing here, I don't know what the dual brand battle royal is going to be the kickoff.
Right.
Lars will win that. That's my guess, so I don't know. All right, so that takes us to our first match.
5-on-5 men's Survivor Series elimination match. Look, I know.
Okay, the bottom row is one team, and the top row is one team.
Yes.
Would you like me to go through?
I know three guys.
Okay, starting on the bottom left, that is Keith Lee, Brown Snowman,
Pert Plus,
Matt Riddle, and Ultra Vince.
Right.
Okay. Top row, the other team, Kevin Owens, Otis, Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, King Corbin.
Yeah.
You seriously can't go against a team that has Ultra Vince
and Pert Plus
and the Brown Snowman plus a giant brown man? Come on now.
Yeah, dude. Big Black's going to win that all, dude.
I think so. So that is, I believe, Team Raw for the win.
Yeah.
All right, what's our next one?
5-on-5 women's Survivor Series elimination match.
Do you know any of these?
I know Shovel Face, and that's the one on the end. Paisley? No. I don't know.
Paisley.
Just go. Just do it.
Bottom row, left to right, Peyton Royce.
Yeah, that's her.
Nia Snacks, Shayna Baszler, Lacey Evans and Lana against Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Natalya, and as Vince calls her, Shovel Face, Bayley.
I'm going with the hotter team. On the left side with Peyton on it.
It's top row against bottom row.
There was no top row on mine, bub. It's left and right. Whatever team Peyton's on.
Okay, so you're going for Raw.
Yeah, Raw. Team decent looking.
Team decent looking. Jesus Christ. All right. Next match.
Oh, that's the way I roll. United States Champion Bobby Lashley versus Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn. Oh, I hope
Bobby
kills. I'm going to go for Bobby.
Yeah, Sammy's a commie, so just he gets thrown from a helicopter.
I would say, Ginger, my team, but man.
He's a Canadian commie. He's not even close to your team. Yeah.
Bobby.
Yep. All right, next match.
Shit. Oh. Raw Tag Team Champions, The New Day versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions, The Street Profits. Fucking New Day.
This is black on black crime.
New Day. This is 90% of the violent crime in America right here.
This is
13%.
Is this a Chicago street fight? What's
the 13% right here.
Yes, exactly.
New Day.
I'm going Street Profits.
Oh, you fucker. You don't know nothing.
Because I'm pretty sure they're building up the one in the sunglasses.
No.
As their next big star.
New Day.
I know. You and New Day. All right, next match.
God damn it. Raw Women's Champion Asuka versus SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I wonder who you're picking.
Oh, my God. Sasha.
Yeah, I'm going Asuka.
I'm going to get in that ass, man. Fuck.
Thank God. What's the main event?
Look at her face. Look at her. She's got green shit coming out of her fucking eyes.
She's also Asian.
Whatever. Yeah, you fucker. You're done 2 hours
later. Coming out of her eyes. All right. Besides they're doing a farewell to The Undertaker before the main event, probably he'll get jumped or something. But main event.
WWE Champion Drew McIntyre to battle Universal Champion Roman Reigns. You know what? I hate to be the guy, but I'm going Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that probably will happen.
I'm going Roman. I don't want to be that guy, but it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, I really think they're building the Roman versus Rock, so they got to have him just go on a monster roll.
Sure.
So, yeah, it makes sense, don't it? I guess, kind of.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's a fucking coin flip at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, that's it for wrestling news this week. Vince, I think you got a couple things for the video games this week.
I do have a couple things for the video games this week. First thing, Gears of War 5 gets WWE multiplayer characters.
Yeah, I saw this. You ought to be happy.
The Coalition has announced that Gears 5 will be teaming up with WWE to offer a brand new crossover event. WWE Superstars The New Day is now available and lets you play as popular WWE stars in Gears 5. Playable characters include Kofi, Big E, and Xavier. The trio will make their debut as multiplayer characters, complete with custom COG armor inspired by their fighting ring gear. It looks really cool. It looks cool, man. I don't care. The New Day pack arrives just a few days after the relaunch of Gears 5, which includes Dave Bautista as Marcus Fenix in campaign mode, optimized for Xbox Series X. So, yeah, I'm looking at the picture of the New Day, and I'm like, damn, I really want to play this now. Fuckers.
I'm not surprised.
It looks cool.
It does. It actually does look very cool.
Let's see. Hitman developer IO Interactive just revealed Project 007, a new James Bond game. Hitman developer IO Interactive is making a brand new James Bond game, currently titled Project 007. Don't know when it's going to be out because they keep pushing shit back like they do with fucking
everything
Cyberpunk.
Now.
Fucking everything.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
Now we get into the SJW portion of the fucking game. Ubisoft to erase voice actors from Orwellian future video game for not being PC. Isn't that funny?
It writes itself.
It writes itself. Ubisoft has announced that they will be removing the guest appearance of a real-world journalist from Watch Dogs Legion, following accusations for fans that she holds a transphobic belief. Well, oh, they got a 42% chance that they're not going to like it anyway. So,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, not buying that game. The last thing I got was some bullshit. Somebody on Twitter said, nice space buns. They made a character in the Animal Crossing New Horizons game. Well, she got attacked because apparently those are Afro Puffs or something. And people on Twitter jumped all the SJW shit. So there is still hope in this world. People are tired of the cancel bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
Wasn't there a thing about a gamer or some streamer that was wanting child porn? I forget the name, but I saw that come across this week that he was, because everybody just jumped to shit after he said this stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't
know. And it's
know.
Like, shouldn't you just be dealt with?
No,
you know what I mean? But yeah, it's some, I don't want to say famous video game streamer, but.
Yeah, I don't know. That's awesome, though. He needs to go away.
Yeah.
I do have another thing. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War Nuketown 1984 brings the retro vibes next week. Your favorite map gets a punk twist and you get some free weapons.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like an 80s style fucking Nuketown. I'm going to have to buy the new Black Ops.
Well,
I haven't bought a Black Ops game in forever. I'm going to have to buy this one.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know if I can do that or not. I really don't want to. Oh, is this you?
Yeah, I just sent that to you. Yeah, I found it. Some streamer named Vaush?
Vaush.
Yeah. YouTube lefter gamer.
Oh, Biden supporter. No shit.
Yeah, shocking.
That is shocking. Guy's playing with a nipple of a fucking 10-year-old on fucking camera.
Right. But yeah, he went on there and
watch the prominent leftist YouTuber call for the legalization of child pornography. I did not see this.
Yeah, he said, I have yet to hear a convincing or moral or legal argument as to why possession of it should be illegal. I don't need to give you an argument. I just need to give you some lead.
Oh, there's going to be more people die from lead poisoning than COVID-19 here pretty soon.
Yep, real quick.
Real fucking fast.
All right, we'll go to music news real quick. Speaking of the COVID, singer-rapper Jeremih, critical condition in ICU, his agent told Variety, hospitalized with COVID. They just pulled him off the ventilator, his agent said. He's still in ICU in critical condition. Please keep him in your prayers. So,
okay, now, now I'm going to be serious about this.
Yep.
Is he black?
Yes.
80% of serious cases, or actually, it might be all cases, they have a vitamin D deficiency.
Yes, that's been statistically proven.
It's proven medically. Look, I know there's people of African descent that listen to this show. You don't have to admit it. I get it. Please, please take care of yourselves.
Yep.
Go eat as much stuff with vitamin D. Get like a one daily. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to, put out the goddamn disclaimer.
Right.
But they found that it's harder for people of African descent to get vitamin D from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D really does help.
Vitamin D deficiency leads to a lot of problems, not just the susceptibility to corona.
Right.
So, yeah.
They're not telling you this shit because they want you dead too. So,
yep.
Please take care of yourselves.
That's right. Last thing from music news, rapper Lil Wayne was charged Tuesday in Florida possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Apparently he had a gold-plated handgun on his carry-on that his family gave to him for his birthday.
What?
Yeah, he was searched upon arriving in Miami on a private plane. Search warrant. He told the investigators the gun was a Father's Day gift. So now he faces up to 10 years in prison. Odd this comes out right after he announced his support of Trump.
It's not odd at all.
I'm not drawing conclusions. I'm just stating that it's odd. But
Bill Cosby, America's favorite fucking dad.
Yeah. Starts going off about how men need to not let moms be single parents and, oh, he raped women. Throw him up a whoop because Cosby was me. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. That's still.
Yeah.
Something's up.
Yep. All right. Well, since this is the show before Thanksgiving and it's time for Song of the Week.
You know, I totally forgot about this till Friday night.
It is one of our very few traditions on the show, so Vince, would you play our Thanksgiving tradition song?
Game. What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week, TV shows that only lasted one season. A lot of these I wish would have lasted more.
That ain't no shit.
But with the way TV executives are, of course not. That's why would it's popular. Why would anybody get rid of it?
Promises of bringing them back and nothing.
Yes. Yes. All right, Vince, you're number 10.
Almost Human.
Higher on my list.
Carl Urban.
Yep.
Give that guy more work.
Great show.
Yeah.
My number 10. This was before I realized how horrible of a person Joss Whedon was. But Firefly.
Higher on my list.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah, maybe one season was good for that one just because of Joss.
Yeah.
But, all right. Number 9.
The Black Donnellys.
Oh, very much higher on my list.
That's my people.
Love that show. Irish Mob.
We don't give a fuck.
And now you watch that show and you're like, oh, I know you from this show and you from this show and you from this show.
Right.
Everybody came off this show. So, yeah. My number 9, Matt Ryan as Constantine.
Hey, guess what? That's my number 8.
Awesome. We did not talk before this, I promise.
We never talk. Dude, I talk to him 5 times a week, and it's all about politics.
Yeah. So, my number 8, even though they said it's coming back, as of now, it's only lasted 1 season, Clone High.
Higher on the list.
Seriously, nice. It's almost like we watch the same shit. It's weird. Same taste in TV shows, not the same taste in women.
Right.
Sasha. All right.
Whatever. There's a pussy in there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's all pink on the inside.
What's your number 7?
American Gothic.
Ooh.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
I'm like the only one who remembers American Gothic.
That was a good show.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take it off the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
All right. My number 7, I'm going with the original, not the remake, even though the remake, in my mind, was fantastic. But the original Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, didn't make the list. I thought about it, though. I like the original.
Yep.
I liked it better than the new one. I knew a guy, there was a guy at Walmart who loved that show. And I just couldn't get into it, man.
It took me a while to get into it, but man, once I did, I was hooked.
The Bear Jew loves that. He's like, dude, you gotta start watching that. Like, nope.
Well, that was Katie Sackhoff. So Number 6.
Police Squad.
Oh, didn't make my list, but love I
love that, that fucking show.
Yeah.
But they made movies, so.
That's true. My number 6 here, I've seen it on repeat on... It's one of the channels we watch, Vince. It's like Antenna TV or something like that. But it's called Kolchak, the Night Stalker.
God damn it, Kolchak didn't make my list! Was it only 1 season?
Yes, it only lasted 1 season.
I thought it was like 2.
No, Kolchak was only 1.
I love Kolchak. That would have been my number 1. Kolchak, Gavin McDaren, or is it Darren McGavin? I think it's Darren McGavin. That guy
was great.
I love that fucking show. Kolchak, MeTV, Saturday nights at midnight, Kolchak's on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Without that, you wouldn't have had X-Files, Millennium, anything else. He was the original.
They tried to bring Kolchak back. It was just called Night Stalker, and it had, Stuart Townsend.
Mm.
And he played Kolchak, and Gabrielle Union was in it, and I watched the first episode because I'm like, oh my god, it's Kolchak. And it turned into this serious kind of, I don't know, like he wasn't really a writer, he was an investigator, but it didn't go anywhere. It was weird.
Yeah.
They completely killed the vibe of the original show.
Right. That happens a lot with reboots. So.
Yeah, fucking Kolchak. God damn it.
All right, number 5.
Erie, Indiana.
Also my number 5.
Is it really?
Yes. It's like 6 discs if you buy it on DVD, but
I have
it was only 1 season.
I have it.
Yeah.
I love Erie, Indiana.
Yep. All right. What's your number 4?
Terriers.
Terriers, yeah.
Is it your number 4?
No, it is
not. Damn. That was a cool show. That had Donald Logan in it.
Yeah. Yep.
FX, man. They kill everything.
Yeah. Well, so does NBC, because that is my number 4 here, is a show called Kings that had Ian McShane. It's basically, it was a, call it an alternate universe David and Goliath story. Army soldier by the name of David ends up saving somebody from the King's family from a gigantic army tank called a Goliath. And then it's Ian McShane plays the Grateful King father, and yeah, could have been really great. I got the first season sitting over here, or the only season, I guess, but should have been a couple more seasons, but
sure.
Kings was really good. So, all right, number 3.
Firefly.
Ah, it did give us Nathan Fillion and Summer Glau.
It's such a good show.
Marina Baccarin.
Fucking everybody.
Everybody, yeah. But Joss brings it down, so.
Thanks, Joss.
All right.
Dickhead.
My number 3, this was a show on FX not long ago that I just loved. And then, of course, they canceled it like almost through the first season. They're like, yeah, we're not bringing it back. It was called The Bastard Executioner. It was almost set Game of Thrones-ish type style and look to it. But it was about the guy who's the actual executioner. He's trying to raise his son after the king had his wife killed. And yeah, it was really good.
I think I remember that.
It was really good.
Fuck, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Yep, it was an FX deal, so.
Well, at that point, I probably got rid of cable.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's about the
time. We don't have cable TV.
Yeah, we don't either, so. All right, what's your number two?
Clone High.
Yep. This is where I got almost human, so.
Clone High, I remember the episode where Jesus Christo accidentally puts a nail in his hand from a nail gun.
Yes.
So funny.
Yes.
This show was just so fucking good, man.
It was written by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, the guys that did the Lego Movie, the original.
Yeah.
And they were doing the Han Solo movie and got fired. And they were doing a Spider-Man movie and got fired and all this type of stuff. So, all right, number one.
It's not Kolchak. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. I love that show.
Good old Bruce Campbell.
I love that show. I watched the shit out of that show.
Yep. That was it. Was it a Xena Hercules production as well?
I
remember it coming on Fox. So. That's why I don't remember.
I don't think so. I'm probably wrong.
So. I don't know. But my number one here, already mentioned on the show, Black Donnelly's. That show is fantastic. If you can find it on DVD, I say pick it up. But it took me about 4 years to find it on DVD at a secondhand DVD store. So I'm sure you
could
find.
Good luck, fuckers.
I'm sure you could find it online. You'll just be paying double. But it is very, very good. So. All right, let's get to listener picks. Brad says Star Trek Discovery should have only lasted one season.
There you go, Bear Jew.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Diana said Firefly, Forever, and Erie, Indiana.
Sure.
Handsome Dan says the original Battlestar, Werewolf. Do you remember that? I think it was like a Fox launch series.
No.
When Fox originally launched. Yeah, look that one up. Inhumanoids, Dragon Warrior, Ronin Warriors. Baza came in with Battlestar. Tony, Jennifer Slept Here, The Red Fox Show, That 80s Show, The Tick.
Oh, I forgot The Tick.
Yeah. Clerks the Animated Series.
Oh, Lucky, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Lucky Louie, Police Squad, and Gloria.
Gloria.
Yep. Chris comes in, but he puts a note to his that most British series only contain a handful of episodes per season. So in his mind, it has to go five seasons to be one American season. So with that caveat, he says The IT Crowd, Black Mirror, Sherlock, Black Books. And then he has Police Squad, the original Battlestar, and Firefly. Well, part of Firefly. He says everybody's glasses are a little rose colored on this one, and he's probably right. But
what was the Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
Yes.
I think that only lasted one season. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I think Matt Berry was in that, and Matt Berry was in Snuffbox. I think Snuffbox only lasted one season.
Right.
If you watch that, that shit's fucking hilarious too.
Yeah. Last listener pick here. Big John comes in with the Jeff Foxworthy Show, and one I forgot, but it is sitting over here on the DVD rack, Birds of Prey. This was back like Dawson's Creek era of CW.
And oh, it was good?
Huntress, Oracle was still in the wheelchair. Yeah. So that's a good show too.
Jeez,
so.
Oracle was still... Damn. You mean they did it like comic book accurate?
I know. Weird, huh?
That's fucked up.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some listener questions this week. Mark in Detroit, who came in on Parler. You can follow us on Parler, Inconclusive Breakdown. What are your favorite board games, card games to play with family, especially around the holidays? Not Monopoly.
Aggravation.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Well, I don't... Card games, it would be usually, you know, like gin rummy, poker, euchre, stuff like that.
Oh, fuck you. You said the E. You said the E word.
The E?
Yeah, euchre. Isn't euchre EU?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking euchre.
Board game wise, it's usually something if there's kids around, then, you know, you play the little kid games, but everything's kind of moving video game wise now. So
Dungeons and Dragons.
There you go. That's what you play.
That's what we... Our DM is moving, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's moving to Columbus. That's... We're going to have to do this shit by Discord.
Oh.
Yeah.
You enter a dungeon, your party of 12, but only 6 can enter at one time. Inside, you see a giant turkey. Happy Thanksgiving. I cast delicious fireball. Fireball and the butterball. Yeah. All right. Ronnie would like to know, who remembers spinner rims? Sadly, I remember them.
I think I remember those too.
Yeah.
The plastic ones?
Well, some were plastic, some were not.
Oh, I remember those because Dad brought one home.
Yeah.
He was a mechanic, so he, you know, if they'd have to switch stuff out, he's like, oh, look what I got. You don't put this on your car?
Right.
I'm like, fuck no, Dad. He's like, thank you. Yeah. I love you. You reaffirm my love in you.
You're not going jogging in Timberlands, right? Yeah.
Now help me pick the 409 up and put it in the corner. We still have that engine, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
And the transmission for that son of a bitch.
Handsome Dan would like to know if there's any update on the Jim Cornette situation. Hadn't heard a peep about it since the first accusation flew. I hadn't heard anything more since basically people came out and confirmed it, that if you didn't sleep with his wife, you didn't get ahead in the company type of thing. So a lot of people came out, other wrestlers confirmed it, but you ain't heard shit about it ever since. So,
because they got paid?
Yeah. Big John would like to know, last week on Top 10, how did you forget WKRP? Because I forget a lot of things now, the concussions and laziness.
I forgot last week, dude. I have been so forgetful and shit. Talking to my wife, I swear to God, I will forget. Mm-hmm. I don't. I've got so much shit on my mind. This election, the shit that's going on right now, I have forgotten so much shit. I know it's what it is. I need to just turn off the phone, turn off the TV.
Yeah,
I just fucking zone out.
Well, that leads to Big John's second question here. So, where are we on the election? I stopped following the Real Housewives of the White House. Last I saw, Georgia certified, but that's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. Pennsylvania certified Biden, that's going to go to Supreme Court. Michigan certified, I think, but that's going to Supreme Court because we got a little thing coming up about that. It's all going to the Supreme Court, so that's where we're at. You got 2 or 3 weeks for the Supreme Court to decide, and then we go.
Apparently, they wanted it to go to the Supreme Court.
Yes. So,
because the evidence is damning,
right? It's bad.
Yeah, so. It's real bad.
He says, "Who, in your opinion, is the best Intercontinental Champion ever?" Part of me wants to say Honky Tonk Man, but that's just the joke part of me. It's either the Macho Man or it's Mr. Perfect, I think. Best tag team. Vince, you know some wrestling. Throw names in here. Best tag team. To me, it's Road Warriors, Legion of Doom.
What are the British Bulldogs?
Bulldogs are a good pick.
Yeah, you like that?
New
Day.
I can't. New Day. If you're putting New Day in there, I'm putting Doc and Gordy. Just because I want to see Doc and Gordy versus New Day. God damn it. That'd be so good.
What happened to the gay guys that were tag team?
Oh, Billy and Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck builds motorcycles, and Billy is a trainer/performer in AEW with his son.
Yeah, so make that happen.
Best faction in wrestling.
The NWO.
If you're going all time, it's hard to beat that one. Yeah, if you're saying right now, holy fuck, what would it be right now? Because there ain't much.
I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
It sure ain't the Retribution thing on Raw, that's for sure. Fuck it. Team Taz on AEW or Dark Order. I'm going with Dark Order. There you go. They got that cute chick. So, who would you like to see make a comeback in the world of wrestling?
Tugboat.
Vince, you know older people. Tugboat. Tugboat would be pretty good.
I fucking love Tugboat.
It's Cody Rhodes' uncle, but I could make a joke and say the Bella Twins.
I love Tugboat when he came out. I don't know why. Tugboat was the shit.
Yeah.
And then he became what? Hurricane?
Typhoon.
Typhoon, yeah. Like,
yep. Because he teamed up with Earthquake, his natural disasters. Yep. Everybody I want to see come back is dead. So, like, you know.
Mankind?
As much as I would love to see him perform, I'm scared for him. Just because I'm pretty sure his body's held together with bubble gum and dental floss.
Dude, that guy took things just to the extreme.
Yeah, it's...
That was the golden age of wrestling. That was the pinnacle of WWFE, whatever.
Yeah.
Was when he was in it.
And getting tossed off big shit.
Yeah. That was it.
Well, I'm going to say, let's have Shane McMahon come back and see what something else higher than Hell in a Cell he can jump off of. Let's go with that. That'll
Shane
be my
McMahon?
Answer. Yeah.
Step by step? Or was it step by step?
Yes. He looks like a young Patrick Duffy.
He looks like Patrick Duffy.
I know. last question. He says, when will Vince retire? Well, Vince you're talking to here probably next week.
Shit, if I could retire next week, fuck.
If you're talking Vince McMahon, when the heart stops beating. Because he ain't giving that shit up till he's dead.
He needs to relinquish. Not necessarily relinquish anything that he owns or anything, but as far as writing.
Control. He needs to let some control go.
Yeah. Let's write a compelling storyline. You know, I wish it was more like the Lucha stuff, like Lucha Underground. Not necessarily with the film type movie shit. You know what I'm talking about? But the writing. Right.
The writing was a lot better. Yes.
WWE just needs better writing.
Yep.
Let's just be honest. Let's just.
All the good stuff the writers do gets put to Vince McMahon, then he changes everything and whatever he wants. So you're right there. Yeah.
And then you've got these people, you know, like, what's her name? Cute butt.
Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, that's it. You like how this goes.
That's how we know women wrestling.
Well, with a cute butt. You know, when she gets in trouble for being on Instagram, you know, she's selling her brand.
Oh, you're talking
free.
About Zelina. Yeah, they got fired.
Yeah, but it wasn't Alexa Bliss on that too?
No, you're thinking Paige.
Oh, well, regardless, these people are doing this for free. They're selling the brand for free. They're, you know... Damn, let them do that. You know?
I know.
Why would you fuck with it?
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions. It's time for Did You See the Stories This Week? We're starting with the Great Reset, which began trending on Twitter this week after Canadian Prime Minister, and I swear he's not Castro's kid, wink, Justin Trudeau, said that Corona has provided an opportunity for a reset. He made the comments during a UN video conference back in September, but they're only just now receiving attention. Building back better, remember that phrase, building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the Sustainable Development Goals. The pandemic provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts. And then the former Australian Senator Corey Bernaldi outlined that the Great Reset is merely a rebranding of the move towards a centralization of power in the New World Order. He noted how the corona pandemic has facilitated the opportunity to impose a very similar crackdown that technocrats had previously sought to justify under the banner of climate change, shutting down economies, lowering fuel consumption and airline travel, curtailing civil liberties and freedom of movement. On the same day that the World Economic Forum heralded the Great Reset in a positive way to build future resilience to global risks, New York Times declared the whole thing to be a conspiracy theory. They were mad that it was trending on Twitter and published an article declaring it a baseless conspiracy theory about the corona. But literally the same day, the World Economic Forum was hyping it up. They've been hyping it up to exploit the opportunity. You thought that shit won't go over here. Their tagline, which I said better, that build back better. It's what Biden's been using lately. And it's been used by a lot of world leaders that are in on it. New York Times said it was an unfounded rumor that elites are using the pandemic to impose their global control, even though they just said it.
Voldemort is not back, goddammit.
Yeah, despite the fact that Davos globalist Karl Schwab specifically announces the very agenda in his recent book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. Former Secretary of State John Kerry attended a panel discussion at the World Economic Forum during which he asserted that the Great Reset was urgently needed to stop the rise of populism. Noting, he mentioned Brexit and rising national populism is bad. We need to curtail it. You can't dismiss it. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also welcomed the prospect of Biden as a friend in the White House to the globalists and said the two entities would work on a new rule book for the digital economy and the digital society. The need for global cooperation and acceleration of change will be both diverse of the Great Reset. I see this as an unprecedented opportunity. Yeah, this is this UN 2030 thing, the Agenda 21, is going to get real nasty. The World Economic Forum's 8-year prediction for 2030 included the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy."
I own bullets.
And I'm going to be very happy.
And rope.
Yep. So that's coming here.
Yay.
Just get ready for that. All right. Next thing here. The Biden transition team lead for the U.S. Agency of Global Media is a man by the name of Richard Stengel. Basically, he owns a thing that had the Voice of America, Middle East Broadcasting Networks, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. He's also a hater of free speech, which is why he's probably going to be in charge of it.
Is this shortwave?
I think so, yeah. He wrote last year in a Washington Post op-ed that freedom of speech must be restricted, for all speech is not equal. And where truth cannot drive out lies, we must add new guardrails. Who determines what's the truth? This is coming to the next administration if Biden gets in.
22 is a hell of a round. I'm just saying.
Yep. The rioter, or jogger, or whatever you want to call him, who was arrested after he punched the Trump supporter at the Million MAGA March last week.
A recounter?
Huh?
A recounter?
Yeah, recounter. Is also a registered child sex offender.
No.
Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested Kenneth Wayne DeBerry on Saturday for disorderly conducting, including inciting violence, aggravated assault, and felon in possession of a firearm after cops found he was carrying a handgun. According to the Metro Police Sex Offender Registry, he's a registered sex offender who was convicted in D.C. in 08 of sexual abuse of a person under 16 years of age.
Bunch of kid fuckers want you dead.
Yep. But first they want your money. A major reparations advocate has a seat on Joe Biden's transition team. Marissa Bardarin, fucking names, professor at UC Irvine School of Law, is helping Biden prepare to hit the ground running on day one as a member of his Department of Treasury agency review team. She's an outspoken advocate for reparations for Black Americans, both as a means of correcting white supremacy and closing the racial wealth gap. Well, you know, Tyler Perry has a shit ton more money than I do.
I'm just going to start rolling Black people.
And he be Black, so do I get his money for reparations?
That's a nice Cadillac you got there.
Gibbs me that.
My family wasn't even over here.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm all right with, like, legal immigration. My family wasn't even over here during that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? 1890.
Mine was. We didn't own shit. We were poor whites.
Yeah, very poor.
Always will be.
Yeah. And I don't. That's no.
The people that want reparations, I put it to you like this. You weren't a slave. I never owned slaves, and you didn't pick cotton.
Yeah.
Okay. That's there you go. There's your reparations.
That's why I'm all right with immigration. We got Justin and I. If you're new to the show, we both have a very close friend who's from Canada. Wink. And he owns a motel down the road from where I live.
Oh, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey. He hates illegal immigrants.
Yes.
The guy,
passion.
I love him. I love him to pieces. He, a couple of years ago, had to jump through some hoops because they were going to deport his ass.
Yep.
He didn't dot the I's and cross the T's. And he got, it was real heartfelt. You know, he's like, you know what? I do all this shit. I jump through all these hoops every year, and the people that are coming here illegally get all this good shit. Why do I even try?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's those people. Right. It's the people that are here trying that are left behind.
Yeah.
That you can't, that you forget about.
Yeah.
It's a crock of shit.
Absolutely. All right. Speaking of more crocks of shit, election officials in Floyd County, Georgia, where Dominion voting systems were used, found in one county, they found 2,600 additional ballots just mysteriously appeared that, you know, were not counted the first time.
It's like the McSally election in 2018 that magically fucking.
Yeah. Two other counties both found over 2,000 each. Yeah, so Dominion, that's a thing there. During a Saturday interview segment, CNN White House correspondent Pamela Brown called a conservative shift from Twitter and Facebook to alternatives such as Parler a threat to democracy. Her comments came after CNN's chief media correspondent, Little Brian Stetler, said the trend of conservatives and especially Trump voters moving away from Twitter and Facebook to new platforms like Parler is not good for the country. Washington Examiner tweeted a clip of the interview segment. Stetler saying conservatives are saying they're leaving Twitter and Facebook going off to Parler because they believe Parler is a safer space for them. What we're seeing is even more of a bunker down mentality in the right-wing media, to which Pamela said, it's a threat to democracy. So you choosing what social media, you making your own choice is a threat to democracy. You wanting to not be censored, you wanting freedom. They see it as a threat. And it's not just right wing or conservatives. It's everybody. You don't follow in line with every little thing, you're a threat to democracy. It's an us-them situation that they think. All right. If Biden gets elected here, he's reportedly considering leaders of the largest teachers' unions as education secretaries. New York Times said the shortlist of contenders includes Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, and Lily Eccleston Garcia, past president of the National Education Association.
Do I have to put parentheses around that last one?
No, because it's a Garcia.
Oh, it's only Eccleston, though?
Eccleston Garcia.
Okay, so no, yeah. No echo.
No echo on that one.
Okay, so it cancels out.
The same people that pushed hard for Common Core curriculum and math and all that, now back in charge of your kids' education. Homeschool, tell them to piss off. There you go. Tracy Beans, an investigative reporter that works for Uncover DC, had her house burned down this week. Investigators are calling it arson. Tracy has been reporting on election fraud. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Yeah. Vince, get ready. We're going to college.
Back to school? Like, yep. Rodney Dangerfield?
Triple Lindy, baby.
Oh, my God.
University of Michigan recently announced a series of new programs aimed at fighting racism on their campus. Comes in addition to pledge $260,000 on anti-racism research. One of the new programs is an endowed scholarship fund in honor of George Floyd. My guess is either you have to be going to school for pharmaceuticals and studying fentanyl or a jogger to qualify.
I'm tired of these George Floyd jokes, all right? It's like kneeling on a dead horse.
It really is. And that didn't even kill him. The autopsy said it was the fentanyl.
It might be the gin talking, but that was damn funny.
I know it. Zuckerberg and Dorsey back on Capitol Hill by a computer to talk about how they're censoring everybody. During the newest testimony, Zuckerberg revealed that the Stop the Steal group, that was the one that organized the Million MAGA March last week, was indeed censored by him in order to prevent violence or civil unrest. Because they were not the ones attacking people. It was the other group that showed up and attacked them. But that group gets censored. Right? What type of Romanian mental gymnastics does that take in Lore's brain there?
12 gauge is a hell of a round.
It is. It really is. You can do a lot with it.
It's a hell of a round.
Senator Mazie Hirono.
Oh, I love that chick.
She's fucking...
From Hawaii?
Yeah. The one that asked Amy Coney Barrett if she ever sexually assaulted anyone?
Yeah,
that crazy bitch. Said censorship of conservatives does not exist because Media Matters said so. Media Matters, a far left-leaning media group. Well, they said it doesn't exist. It don't exist.
Miss Swan said it. Nothing happens.
Exactly.
He looks like a man. Is he just a man?
No, since I ship the
I'd like to get my dog
Republican
chocolate.
Man. He a kitty kitty. Yeah. So
yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett, what the man look like?
I don't know.
Yeah, he look like a man.
Yeah, pretty much. then you had Senator Blumenthal, who straight up asked Mark Zuckerberg to take down Steve Bannon's account on Facebook.
Blumenthal?
Yeah.
Echo, 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 echo.
Yeah, you can add the echoes there. Just said, hey, take down Steve Bannon's account. I don't like him. He's, you know, he's mouthy. I want him censored.
It's like a nut of Showa.
They literally, and this is all.
Can you hear me?
This is all on record. This wasn't like a back room type of thing. He's like, he's literally in public in a committee meeting going, yeah, I want Steve Bannon's account taken down.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
6 million. We need 6 million Facebook accounts gone tomorrow.
Hey, I found 6 million loose ballots.
You remember those? Remember the pumpkin balls? Were those Remington?
I remember them, but I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, those are good. Sorry. Keep going.
A Kansas middle school has decided to stop its participation in a popular Christmas program that collects toys, school supplies, and hygiene products for needy children after an atheist organization threw a fit. Liberty Middle School, located in Pratt, Kansas, was to participate in Operation Christmas Child, the annual program of the Christian nonprofit group Samaritan's Purse. This is led by Franklin Graham, and then it sends gifts and stuff to kids in need all around the world. Well, the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation notified the superintendent through a fit, and now, that is done at that school. So I'm sure the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation will be sending all the stuff to the needy kids, right? No? Oh. Okay.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
A Democrat... this thing in Michigan bothered me. A Democratic Michigan State Representative-elect doxed the chairwoman of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers on a public Zoom meeting on Tuesday, revealing where her children went to school and claiming that she was enabling racism when she wouldn't certify the election results. Said, "You, Miss Monica Palmer from Grosse Pointe Woods, which has a history of racism, are deciding to enable and continue to perpetuate the racist history of this country, and I want you to think about what this means for your kids." And he then name dropped the name of their school and talked about the impact her decision would have on her kids' black classmates.
They rescinded that decision after that happened.
Yes. Yeah. He also then posted on Twitter on the 6th, if someone could teach him how to illegally vote in Kentucky and South Carolina. When is enough enough?
You ever see 45 Long Colt?
Mm-hmm.
I got a handgun that fires those.
Yeah.
And 410.
Well, we're probably going to need them because that leads to this.
Oh, my.
Leftist responded to a Twitter thread asking, how do you deprogram 75 million people?
Oh,
by suggesting Trump supporters should all be interned in re-education camps and that conservative talk radio should be banned. No, seriously, how do you deprogram 75 million people? Where do you start? Fox, Facebook asked David Atkins, who is a regional director for California Democrats. We have to start thinking in terms of post-World War II Germany or Japan, or the failures of the Reconstruction in the South. He went on to fame Trump voters as a conspiracy theory fueled belligerent death cult against reality and basic decency, before issuing a veiled threat stating people are going to try to figure out how to defend themselves. While asserting the moral high ground, many of the response in the thread demanded outright tyranny or yet more censorship as a means of ensuring only the good guys have their way. One person even called for new Nuremberg trials. Would you like to know who that was?
Was the last name Stein Goldbergmanstein something?
Possibly. Most people probably know him because he played Alan Harper on 2 and a Half Men. That's right, kids. Actor John Cryer said we need new Nuremberg trials for Trump supporters. Re-education camps for those salvageable, said another. Firing squad for irredeemable malcontents. Round up entire families to ensure the disease doesn't spread. How damn long on this show we've been telling you they want you dead? Here they are. Line up on the wall, kids. You don't agree with us, you're getting a bullet in the head. What more is it going to take?
I'm ready to go. I mean,
I am too.
And we know people.
Yeah. John Cryer, really?
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty out there.
Shit.
I mean, at this point, it's I don't think they're fucking around with us at this point.
Nope. It's no more veiled threats. No more empty promises. It's we want you dead. If you don't, you know, re-educate, then you're going to die. You better send bachelors and order extra body bags when you come here.
Yeah, I don't think...
You may get me, but I ain't going alone.
That flyover country between New York and L.A. is... yeah, I don't think you're going to have a chance.
Alexa, release the Claymore Roomba.
I don't think I don't know what the end game is. I mean, I know what the end game is, but I don't think they understand.
No, they don't. They're useful idiots.
You know, we control the vertical and the horizontal.
Yeah.
But I mean, this what is it? The truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down, you know. My boy was asking me about it. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of nervous about it. He said, well, why? Well, because white people, son, make things run in this country. You know, electricians, construction workers, house builders, carpenters, you know, all these people, truck drivers.
All right.
You have one day where all the white guys say, fuck you, I'm not doing shit. And the country collapses.
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of worried about it.
Yep. The United States is basically being held together by the same stuff as Mick Foley's body. It's bubblegum and dental floss. And keep raising the heat and both will burn.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know, you fuckers serve one purpose. Is to make me laugh.
Dance monkeys.
Yeah, that's it. I enjoy your comedy. I enjoy your shows. They're good, you know. It's an escape. I don't have to deal with the bullshit of life. But when you start saying things like, I'm going into a re-education camp, you know, we don't need you.
No, we don't.
There's plenty of non-military citizens out here with mortars.
Yeah.
And rocket launchers. And Tannerite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you know how bad it is.
No, and I don't think they know how bad it's going to get. Yeah. All right, let's do the COVID stories this week. People in the UK, you're set to be given freedom passes that will allow you to live a normal life as possible. As long as you have 2 negative COVID tests a week. This is for a plan to get the country back to normal next year. Still being developed, of course, but people can be given passes as long as they show they've regularly tested for COVID, are found to be COVID-free, would be given a card, a letter, or a document that could be stored on your phone to show that they can move around.
Oh, my.
Regular tests would be needed to ensure that they qualify for certificates. Papers, please. You can't cross here unless you have a negative test. Dr. Frawdy went on the state media CNN and said that it will still be necessary to socially distance, wear masks after the COVID vaccine. Welcome to your new normal. Because I ain't doing it. So, licking my balls.
That's about where it comes.
Yeah. During a Fox Business Network interview, Biden COVID-19 advisory board member Dr. Celine Grounder said that we need to target places that we know are big contributors to transmission, that is indoor restaurants, bars, gyms, and also private social gatherings of friends or family in the home for closures. How do you know what goes on in people's houses? How come I can't go out to eat, but 500 people can be inside a fucking Walmart?
Went out to eat today. Went to a Cracker Barrel. And it's funny because we walk in, had the mask on. Nobody's wearing when they're eating, of course.
Right.
Sat down, took the mask off.
Yeah.
30 meters.
Still breathing the same air.
Still breathing the same air.
Yeah. Well, at least you can go out to eat. I can't. Our governor locked the shit down.
You know what they have at Cracker Barrel now?
Alcohol.
Fucking booze. When the fuck did that happen?
When they quit selling actual crackers in a barrel.
My mother-in-law bought a goddamn mimosa today for breakfast. I'm sorry. That just bought that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, several U.S. governors from New Jersey to California, Iowa, Ohio, Kentucky, Oregon, they're locking down. You knew it was coming. Pennsylvania has gone so far as to tell people you need to wear masks in your own home and only lift them when you're taking a bite or a drink, then put them back down.
You suck my fucking dick, motherfucker.
No, fuck you, commie. Yeah. Oregon, they want you to snitch on your neighbors if you think they have more than 6 people over at their house. And they're not doing the mask shit. Yeah. Numerous GOP lawmakers in Michigan are calling for the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer after she went on lockdown again. State Representative Matt Maddock responded to the new lockdown orders affecting universities, restaurants, bars, and other businesses, announcing Whitmer had crossed the line and deserved to be impeached. So, we'll see. I doubt it. Well, since Thanksgiving this week, that leads into the Christmas holiday season here. Santa Claus should be coming to the mall, but you're not going to be sitting on his lap. Despite the pandemic and given the fact that Santa's age and weight make him at high risk for the corona, this article says, mall owners are going ahead with plans to bring him back this year, but they're doing all they can to keep the jolly old man safe, including banning kids from sitting on his knee, no matter if they've been naughty or nice. Kids will instead tell Santa what they want for Christmas from 6 feet away behind sheets of plexiglass. Santa and his visitors may also need to wear face masks, even eye shields while posing for photos. And some malls will put fake gift boxes and other decorations in front of Santa to block kids from running at him. Other safety measures include online reservations to cut down on lines, workers wiping down holiday decorated sets, and hand sanitizer aplenty. Santa's hours are also getting cut back to give him a break from crowds. Hey, Vince. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ding dong, dang dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Switzerland, one of the top leaders is now saying that COVID skeptics should be denied hospital beds, be given hefty fines for not wearing masks, and be dealt with more toughly. New Orleans, no parades allowed during Mardi Gras because of the COVID.
Get them titties out, though.
Yep. Health officials say Tennessee was selected as one of 4 states to participate in the pilot program for delivery of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Tennessee will participate in the pilot along with New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Texas. States chosen based on their differences in size, population diversity, and immunization infrastructure. Get ready.
I ain't taking shit.
Nope, me neither. Rules for thee, not for me. California Governor Gavin Newsom says you have to be out of restaurants and you can't do this. You can't even have your phone family over. Yeah, he was eating at the French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley earlier this month while failing to comply with the mandatory guidelines he set himself along with the California Department of Public Health. It was a very large group of people, shoulder to shoulder, something he's always telling us not to do, a woman told Fox during a telephone interview. It was a bit annoying for sure. The governor faced harsh criticism after a report published revealed that he had attended the dinner party and had brought together at least 12 people to celebrate the 50th birthday of a longtime friend and political advisor. State guidelines at the time prohibited social gatherings, including more than 3 households, and have since become even more restrictive. But this thing at the French Laundry restaurant, come to find out, because he was with like a dozen people there. They were laughing and hollering and all the stuff. The woman that actually took the picture in the restaurant worked there. She has been fired for doing so. And the party that the governor was with, members of the California Department of Public Health.
They know it's a joke.
You sit alone in your little house, peasant, while the upper class gets to do life.
99.98% survival rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck off.
A new major study out of Danish doctors. A major Danish study has found that face masks give no clear protection from COVID infection to the wearer. It's a scam. And then we'll finish the show with this. Shocking footage out of Germany shows Dr. Andreas Noack being raided by armed police in the middle of a YouTube stream for apparently violating corona laws. The clip shows the doctor in conversation with someone during the live stream before he is distracted by noises outside the door. Banging is heard, and then along with screams of police, before armed cops are seen entering and ordering him to get on the floor, and he is treated like a terrorist. As he is handcuffed, a police officer in a mask then appears to try to shut down the live stream camera, but only succeeded in diverting the camera angle. Speculation raged on Twitter as to the reason for the raid, with some suggesting he had been active in treating injured protesters at an anti-lockdown demonstration. Others suggested the reason was he had welcomed too many people into his house, violating COVID restrictions on gatherings. Police raid, you're arrested. Get on the train. We're going to your new camp. That's coming here. And sadly, there will be police that follow along with it because they don't want to mess with their money, their income, their pension, you know. Some won't. Some will tell you to get fucked. I believe in freedom, but some won't.
The country ones won't, I don't think.
I don't know.
The ones out in the country won't. I say that. I hope that.
I don't know. It's going to be individual basis. Yeah.
It's making me very nervous.
It's going to get bad, bad, bad. We've been telling you for years now to get your shit ready. I'm telling you, there's going to be a food shortage. There's already a toilet paper limits at the stores. There's, you know.
Well, and I think a lot of that's the trucker strike, too.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I know they're rationing at stores here.
I know.
One thing of Clorox wipes, one package of toilet paper.
Well, everybody's scared. I mean, they got fucking Biden saying, we're going to lock the whole goddamn country down.
Yep.
For 6 weeks. Thank you. For 6 weeks, they're gonna lock the goddamn country down.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
If you're listening to this and you're in favor of the lockdowns, I just have a question. Why is it like bars and restaurants, but it's not major retailers?
Look, strip clubs are open, right?
Walmarts are open.
Churches are closed.
Right.
I don't. What?
Why is it okay to go to a Walmart and cram how many hundreds of people in there, but I can't go to my local eatery that, you know, can seat like 30? Oh, you don't have a good answer. You just say, because the government tells me.
Yeah, a local, a mom and pop.
Right.
Not a fucking major corporate one. See, you notice right. That it's all the corporate motherfuckers that are allowed to stay open, not the mom and pops.
Right.
That's the Great Reset bullshit.
Yep. There it is. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Keep your stick on the ice, kids. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. And hopefully everybody has a good Thanksgiving. invite as many people over as you want and tell them all to kiss your ass. And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week. Vince, play the outro.
Yes, dear.